The Trial by Franz Kafka. Translated by David Whiting. Read by Rupert Degas. Chapter 1. Arrest. Conversation with Frau Grubach, then Fräulein Bürstner. Someone must have been spreading stories about Josefka, because one morning, although he had done nothing wrong, he was arrested. On this occasion, the cook who worked for Frau Grubach, his landlady, and who brought him breakfast at about 8 o'clock every morning, did not appear. That had never happened before. Karr waited a bit longer, looked over from his pillow at the old woman who lived opposite and who was watching him with what for her was quite unusual curiosity, but then, feeling both disconcerted and hungry, he rang the bell. Immediately there was a knock on the door, and a man he had never seen before in this pension came into the room. He was slim and yet solidly built. He wore a close-fitting black coat equipped with various pleats, pockets, buckles, buttons, and a belt, like the suits one wears for travelling. It looked particularly practical as a result, though one could not tell what it was designed for. "Who are you?" asked Carr, propping himself up in bed straight away. However, the man ignored the question, as if his appearance was something one simply had to accept, merely saying for his part, "Did you ring?" "Anna can bring me breakfast," said Carr, trying to establish who the man actually was, in the first instance by saying nothing, while watching carefully and considering the situation. However, the man did not subject himself to Carr's scrutiny all that long, but turned towards the door, opening it slightly to say to someone who was obviously standing just behind it, "He wants Anna to bring him breakfast."